This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Senate advanced a contentious gun control measure overnight, but only after making some changes. Lucas Brady Woods reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
The new version of the bill would still make it illegal to buy, sell, and make a wide range of guns that use detachable magazines. But it would allow someone to get those guns if they undergo specific training. It would also exempt several dozen firearms from the bill, many of which are common hunting rifles or historic weapons. Sponsors say some of the changes address concerns from Governor Jared Polis. The bill passed with wide Democratic support early this morning after more than 9 hours of debate. Republicans oppose it. They claim it would be an infringement on law-abiding Coloradans' constitutional rights. The bill now has to pass one more Senate vote before moving over to the House.
That's Lucas Brady Woods with the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Striking King Soopers employees can keep demonstrating outside grocery stores, but with some new restrictions, a judge in Denver has denied most of the company's request to limit the number of employees picketing outside stores. But strikers will need to avoid blocking delivery trucks, and they can't set up tents or canopies on sidewalks. King Soopers filed for the restraining order earlier this week. A New York City sculptor will build a 60-foot-tall tree at Denver International Airport. Donald Dipsky is the artist. The work will use more than 30,000 crystals to cast rainbow refractions throughout the Great Hall at DIA. This is CPR News and KRCC.